Welcome to Brothers King Talk. Once again, my name is Samuel.
And I'm JP, and we are continuing our way back through the year-end Billboard Top 100, Top 1 Song of the Year. This week we are in 1988, talking about Faith by George Michael. Samuel, how you doing?
I am content. I am doing good. And this is our second George Michael song in 3 years, I think.
Yeah, it's almost not quite back to back. There was two songs in between Careless Whisper and Faith. So this 2 years in between. So yeah, second in 3 years, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last George Michael song on our list.
And if I remember correctly, couple things. For one, this is only like the second artist I've seen get on here twice. The other being the Beatles slash Paul McCartney. But number two, you really loved Careless Whisper, so I'm kind of curious to see how this one holds up.
I really did. I really did. And I still do. I mean, I'll still go back to that track. I mean, it is just fantastic. Elvis Presley was the other one that was on twice.
Right. I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah, that was, I knew there was another one. I was scrolling through, I was like, oh gosh, who was it? Yeah, Elvis. Well, let's kick things off with a relatively fun fact. You know, I am kind of an anime nerd, and so I like to find anime facts, but this one is actually a twofer, in that April 16th and April 17th, back-to-back, Studio Ghibli, a super famous anime movie studio out of Japan, releases two of their most famous films back to back. They release My Neighbor Totoro, which is arguably one of the, like, it is the cornerstone of Ghibli films for a lot of people because of Totoro, the character. And Grave of the Fireflies came out. That one is extremely sad and has extremely mature themes dealing with World War II. So to have two films back to back, one very, very kid friendly and very, very kid centered, and the second one coming out right after the next day, having significantly more mature themes and being a lot more impactful for a lot of people. It's just cool. Just very interesting to see that those two films were released so close together.
Yeah, you get the most lighthearted, one of the most lighthearted films of like all time. That's just greasy and easy to watch, followed by one of the most depressing films of all time.
Yeah.
Which I'll admit, I watched Totoro. I haven't watched Fireflies. I need to. It's on my list. I just haven't gotten to it.
It's definitely a good watch, something that I highly would recommend. It's very, very good, very, very impactful for sure. But let's talk about a song that, in my opinion, was not very impactful, unfortunately, compared to Careless Whisper. That is Faith by George Michael. So I'm just going to jump right in and give a quick first impression. You know, I had such high hopes and such high expectations for this song. Careless Whisper got a perfect score from me just a few episodes ago. But this song is bizarre in comparison. Honestly, it's hard to believe that these two songs were created by even the same artist. The guitar is super repetitive. The lyrics seem really shallow. And overall, it's just generally forgettable on first listen. What'd you think of first?
So my first thought is I didn't even like pay attention to the rest of the song. I just noticed that guitar riff. This is guitar riff I didn't even realize I knew until I heard the song. And I realized, oh, I know at least two other songs that use that exact same guitar riff. Yeah. So like the other one, you know, was I Want Candy. I Want Candy. Dun, 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 dun. It uses that exact same rhythm guitar riff. Well, I looked it up. That guitar riff is actually stolen from like 50s rockabilly.
Oh, there you go.
So it's widely kind of copied throughout history. So that just, that was honestly my first thought was, oh, I recognize that guitar riff. How cool. That's about all I had.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, unlike you, I wasn't a huge fan of Careless Whisper. I thought it was mediocre at best.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't going in with too high expectations, quite honestly.
Well, you know, this, I guess the music's probably the best place to start, better than any. You know, the music just felt boring. I mean, like, it was the same kind of structure as, in my view, like the song that we reviewed in our last episode with Walk Like an Egyptian. It's one rhythm the whole song. You know, there's a few add-ons here and there, and it made it a little bit more tolerable, like the tambourine, the electric guitar solo, but I was really left wanting so much more. I was looking for a build, a finisher. I got more of the same, just over and over and over again. And you're right. And it's just, I mean, that's a track, that's the rhythm that, you know, has been seen so many other places. And it's just, I don't know. This song showed so much potential, but failed at every turn, I felt like. You know, I wish I had more to say about this song's musicality. I really do, but I just feel like there's not a whole lot for me to talk about.
Fair enough. For me, the music is okay. Famous guitar riff notwithstanding. I appreciate its relative simpleness moving into the end of the 80s. So something I complained a lot about in the 70s and some of the 80s was how overblown production was getting. And there was just too much and none of the instruments could breathe. So I appreciate that this song keeps it kind of simple and isn't too big for its own good. And maybe that's one of the reasons it was such a hit, because the kind of simpleness of the music combined with George Michael's voice, which is very smooth, has a nice smooth quality to it that goes down super smooth. And it's one of those songs that I can see parents not hating and middle school kids loving.
Okay.
And I think, you know, in the era when, you know, kids didn't have just have access to any music they wanted, they had to listen to the radio with their parents or pull out a vinyl. Mm-hmm. I think that was a big win. So I think the song may be too smooth. It feels kind of bland at some points, but I can see how it was kind of that crowd pleaser that just met right in the middle from a music standpoint.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, it's funny that you say that, because it's just like, oh yeah, this is a track that, you know, middle schoolers would like and parents wouldn't hate. But it's like, if, and that I think is a great segue into the lyrics, because the lyrics are kind of interesting. You know, after looking up the lyrics, the song got, you know, a little bit better, because it has a little bit more depth than I thought about it. But a lot of the song is just repetition, just like the music. A lot of meaningless words strung together. But they do tell a little bit of a story, but it's less of a story and more of a gloat about how great George Michael is. Like, it's him gloating about himself, and he's just like, yep, I'm awesome, you know, I'm just super masculine and I'm super cool. You know, based on what I've read on Genius.com, they're just focused on his masculinity and how he doesn't want to get his heart broken. And he's just like, but you gotta have faith. You know, it's like, I see the story, but it's not told well, is just my biggest takeaway.
Okay. For me, the lyrics kind of told a different story. They're mildly interesting. I don't think they're like horribly deep, but they are about, as I understood it, a guy being attracted to someone, but stopping himself because he realizes that they're bad news. And I think that is a level of maturity it takes to say no to a potentially bad situation. What I don't believe, though, is the narrator's motivation is noble at all. The way George Michael sings it, you're right. He's all about himself and hey, I'm an amazing sex object. Love me. I don't want to get in a horrible situation. And so it's the you got to have faith. You got to have patience. You know, I appreciate the little wisdom. And sometimes good things come to those who wait.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate the part of, so I'm worth waiting for. Not someone else is worth waiting for, but I'm worth waiting for.
Right.
Like, that's the part that gets kind of takes it down for me.
It's like, you got to have faith, so wait around for me, because I'm checking out my options, is what I'm hearing.
Exactly, exactly. So, yay for a little bit of wisdom, but boo on how that wisdom is used. It's like that movie where the person hears a great wise saying and then gets it completely wrong.
Right, yeah. Gosh. Yeah, that's that. You know, I didn't really put it in that perspective, but I think you're right. I think, you know, it's very much, you know, like I was saying, just all about him. All about him. It's like, yeah, this is great. I'm going to now use that for my own personal gain instead of anything else that you wanted me to.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I was very disappointed with the track. I had such high expectations, such high hopes. And this is a track I'd actually never heard before. Like, I'd seen it referenced in areas, but, you know, I just never heard it. But still, this track felt lazy, boring, repetitive, and generally uninteresting. Yeah, I feel like the lyrics do have some kind of meaning, but not a great meaning at that. And there is potential for the track to be good, but it just falls behind other tracks of that exact same time. So I just felt like this track was really disappointing in just a lot of different ways. So with my scoring, I was a little hard, I feel. I don't know how hard you felt. I mean, compared to Careless Whisper, I feel like I was really hard on this song. For the music, I gave a 0.5. I felt it was boring. I mean, yeah. Da, 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 da. Over and over and over again. Yeah, just like Walk Like an Egyptian, it gets stuck in your head, but it's not necessarily a great thing that it's gotten stuck in your head. Lyrics, they portrayed something, although what that something was, I wasn't stoked about and wasn't super happy about. So, but I gave it a 1 for that. And then overall, just a 0.5. You know, it's not the worst thing that's ever been released. It's not, you know, something that I wish it was better. I want it to be better. I that's what I'm hoping for with that 0.5. And, you know, maybe one day it'll get covered or something like that. And maybe it'll be reimagined in a different way entirely. And I'm holding out for that. So that comes out to an overall 2 out of 9 for me.
So this one, I actually, Careless Whisper, I put really low. I only gave that one a 3. This song, I'm a bit more okay with it simply because it's a good, mediocre song. So it's an okay song that doesn't strike me as inventive or amazing, but like if I'm walking to the mall and hearing it, I wouldn't hate it. And that's, you know, that's dating this song already because malls don't exist anymore. But
yeah, not really.
I think you're right though on someone else covering it. I think so. There's a Weezer song called "Can't Stop Partying," and the official album version is like this absurd, ridiculous, literally about just partying all night. And it even has like a cameo by Lil Wayne, right? Mm. Well, there's another acoustic version where it's the exact same song, but sung with just an acoustic guitar. And it completely flips the perspective on the lyrics and makes it about a really sad guy who's fed up with his life of doing nothing but partying. Mm. And I can see that happening with this song, where if someone would just kind of flip the perspective on it just through the way it's sang, it could go from a song about a really selfish guy waiting for a better situation to someone who feels like they missed out because they just pushed someone away too quickly or something.
Yeah. I like that. I'm gonna have to check out that Weezer song.
Yeah. it's interesting to hear the contrast of the two versions. So music, I give a 1.5. Lyrics, I give a 1.5. Overall, I give it 1.5. It's a perfectly middle of the road mall song at 4.5 out of 9.
It's a mall song. George Michael, if you're listening to it, you've reached peak mall fandom.
I mean, he's dead, but, you know.
If he's listening wherever he's at. Anyway, yeah, you know, this is a, it's a middle of the road. You know, it's not great. Hopefully it could get better. I could see it getting better and, you know, never know. Maybe one day this track will be reimagined and brought, you know, back to life and actually be good in our eyes.
Maybe. But for the time being, thank you guys so much for listening. My name is Samuel.
And I'm JP, and this has been 1988's Faith by George Michael.
And as always, this has been a Brothers King Media production.